Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I miss being at the Hudson Area Library, and I'm 13.
And we're here every week talking about books.
What you love, what you hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friend Fatia, and we hope she might join us a bit later. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some books. And yeah, because that's what we do. We've been doing that a long time, both me and Jada, and Bound by Books, other youth as well. This past weekend, I helped WGXC move to their new studio. They moved from the Hudson studio to a Catskill studio, which looks really nice.
Sounds good to me.
It's not walkable for me anymore, but it's still a nice place. It's the second move I've helped WGXC with, I think. Maybe I didn't help last time. Sorry if I didn't help last time. Oh, well, I helped this time. But I've been through two moves now. So we'll see. Maybe someday I'll do a remote broadcast, or not remote. I guess it's remote for me, but I'll do a broadcast from Catskill maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
It's cool. The studio's right near the record shop and across from a bookstore. It's like, it's got the music, it's got the books, all these things that connect to radio for me, at least. Maybe not everyone would think of books as and radio as a combo, but I do for sure, obviously. But anyways, what did you want to share today?
So I read this awesome book called Sir Cali, and I forgot the rest of it, but I know that part at least. And it's written by an author who I also don't know. I don't have the book in front of me. I lost it in the car.
Is it Sir Cali and the Champions of Helston?
That one. I love it.
It's by Esme Symes-Smith. I like the name Esme.
Yeah, it's by that author. Very talented work. It's about this non-binary 12-year-old named Cali who wants to be a knight, but girls learn magic and boys become knights. And Cali was originally a girl. And Cali's father is this big knight who's really big in the town or in castle or whatever. So she gets to go over to that town with him, and that's where all of her squire dreams. Well, to be a knight, you have to be a squire. So where all of her dreams become true. And she ends up meeting the prince and another girl who's very well versed in magic, and they have fun adventures.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Explanation is probably better in the book, but I don't have the book. Well, like I said.
I like your description. And when I was trying to look up the title and the author for you, I noticed it's a series.
Yeah, I want to get the rest of it in the series. Yeah. But mom's more for let's see if it comes up somewhere because costs some stuff. So sadly.
Well, hopefully you can get some more if you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I really like it.
The description sort of reminded me of the series The Witch Boy by Molly Knox Ostertag.
Because it
centers on a character who is a boy and who I think they identify as a boy. But anyways, at least at the start of it, they identify as or are identified as a boy. And in their family, all the girls are raised to be witches and all the boys grow up to be shapeshifters. And the main character hasn't shifted yet and is really interested in witchcraft. And so is interested in figuring out how to become a witch secretly. So it has a similar idea of gendered expectations for what one's going to do.
And it was also written by a lesbian author, which I think adds a little bit more authenticity to it, because anyone could really write something with a non-binary character, but I think just having that experience makes it that much better. I really enjoyed the book, though.
It's cool. I hadn't heard of that one. I'll have to check it out.
It was very good.
And is it a novel or graphic novel?
Novel, although the novel. Although the art of the cover is really cool.
Yeah,
it would be a great graphic novel.
Yeah.
I think that the author also drew that. So she'd write and illustrate the graphic novel, which is pretty rare in my experience. But I think I'd really like that. I'd ask for it at least.
Sounds good. Yeah, the cover looked kind of graphic novel-esque, and so that's why I was wondering.
It'd be a great graphic novel, though. It reads very well.
Awesome. I have two books I could mention. One I am still reading. I haven't finished it yet. And then one I did finish, but it's not out yet. But it's coming out very soon. It's coming out next week.
So, like the librarian's special privileges?
Yes,
That's like a thing
librarian
where you get
special privileges.
Very unfortunate that I do not have those privileges, but I also don't want to be a librarian. So, I guess that's why it's not my ideal career.
Oh, no.
Also,
That's
I
okay.
might do it just for the books.
Just for the books. Yeah, it's tricky though, because sometimes librarians can get access to preview copies, usually digitally, although sometimes print ones. But sometimes you get access to them really far in advance. And so sometimes I don't like that because I'm reading it. Sometimes it's like half a year before the book comes out.
And so you know this great story, but you can't tell anyone about it because it's not going to
Yeah,
be
like
out for a long
I can't
time.
really book talk it yet because, so even on the show, like I actually try to not read the preview copies until closer to when they come out. Like one of my favorite series, Katie the Cat Sitter, I have access to
Oh,
a
there's
preview
more for
copy.
that?
Yeah, there's a new one coming out and I have
Awesome.
access to a preview copy, but I'm trying to not read it until closer to when it's coming out. I forget
That's
when the
very
new one
nice.
is coming out. Yeah, when is the new one coming? Let's see. Yeah, the new one is coming out in October. So quite a ways
Yeah, I can
away.
see why you might wait.
Yeah, a little closer too. And I sometimes would prefer to read the books in print. Sometimes I still, especially with graphic novels, sometimes I still borrow them so that I can look at them in person. But I don't generally love reading books on my phone, which is how I usually get access to these. I could read them on my
I
computer,
don't
but I don't
mind it. I
usually
do
read
like
books on that either.
I don't mind it, but I do really like physical books more. So
Well, I think with graphic novels especially, it's harder to see the details on a small device as opposed to like a full-size book. But anyways, one that I recently read on my phone and enjoyed was a graphic novel called Wires Crossed by Beth Fantasky, and it was illustrated by O'Neill Jones. And I'll read the description for this one because I thought they did a good job of conveying everything important. So it says, a smart and funny slice of life graphic novel for fans of Raina Telgemeier and Kayla Miller about navigating the ups and downs of middle school, from first crushes to crushing the school science competition. Is this what middle school is all about? Being stuck in the middle? 12-year-old Mia feels like everything and everyone is changing, and she is caught in the middle, stuck between old friends and new friends, between feeling like a kid and growing up. Just as her longtime BFF, Addie, is gravitating towards the popular crowd and starting to care more about school dances than treehouse playdates, Mia finds out that her favorite science camp friend, Tariq, is moving to town and will be going to school with her. She's super excited and can't wait to show him around and help him make friends. But when Tariq arrives in town, he seems like he's grown up a lot too. No more braces or glasses, a new haircut, and who knew he was also a soccer star, immediately making the team mid-season? He's welcomed to Buttonwood Bay Middle School with open arms in a way that Mia can't even recognize. And now she's feeling more lost than ever. Then her science teacher announces the school's Science Olympics, and she and Tariq are teaming up again to crush the competition, just like at camp. Only this time, they're joined by a couple of unconventional teammates in Kinsey, more artist than scientist, and the lovable, if also sometimes kind of gross and goofy, Evan. Do Mia and Tariq still have enough of a spark to build a killer robot, figuratively speaking, of course, and take home the prize? Through much experimentation and a little trial and error, Mia navigates new friendships and old as she tries to find her place in middle school and on the winner's podium.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, so that's Wires Crossed by Beth Fantasky and O'Neill Jones, who I don't know if this is their... No, they have some other... Beth Fantasky, which is also a Fantasky name. I like her name. Beth Fantasky has done other books that I have not read or heard of. And it looks like O'Neill Jones has done some Harley Quinn graphic novels before. But I think it'll be popular, as they said, for fans of like Raina Telgemeier, Kayla Miller, There's like the Shannon Hale best friends, you know, because it deals with a lot of like school and friendships and changing friendships.
School, gross.
I mean, it's not that much school, but it's a lot of it takes place in school because that's when a lot of people see their friends. But yeah, I think it's interesting, like the shifting age from like, as they note in the description, like having play dates in a treehouse or sleepovers in a treehouse, and then moving into like less childish or childlike activities.
I'm going to always and forever act childish, and no one can stop me.
Yeah,
Mwahaha.
it's one of those things that I think a lot of kids have pressure to like act more grown up at a certain age. And I get being mature and respectful is an important thing to do, but I feel like if you have a treehouse, you should probably play in it as long as it's safe to do so. Like,
I always wanted a tree house, like a really
me
cool, epic
too.
tree house. And a lot, and there's even a show about adults getting a tree house, so tree houses aren't really mature. It's
Yeah.
just everyone wants a dream tree house.
Tree houses are pretty cool. I always wanted one as a kid too. I had a couple of friends that had one, so I would get to hang out in them, but I didn't have one of my own. I even had a friend who had a shed, and we made designs for what the shed was going to be. It was going to be like our cool hangout zone. We like decided what how we were going to decorate it. Like we did some interior design type plans, but never came to be. But I think a lot of kids are into like that idea, or even like building a fort, you know, like that kind of stuff is fun, having like a
Not that I
special
ever did
space.
it, but I would also imagine like dream house and stuff.
But yeah, I thought this was a sweet book. I liked the various friendships, like her friend who's starting to be more into dances and crushes and that sort of thing, and is starting to hang out with some popular girls who aren't necessarily the nicest. And then there's the friend from camp who's new to town and has changed a bit since they last saw each other. And then the new friends that they make through the science competition. I thought it was a nice book. It's middle grade graphic novel, in case I didn't say that, but it was probably obvious from the description. So that's Wires Crossed by Beth Fantasky and O'Neill Jones. And it is coming out on April 30th. So just around the corner. Believe it or not, it is almost April 30th.
Incredible.
Yes, time flies. So the other book that I've been reading that I will mention is called Forgive Me Not. It's by Jennifer Baker, who is coming to this year's Hudson Children's Book Festival. So I'm excited to get to meet her and learn more about her as an author. And she's going to be on a special radio show that we're going to do the day before the book festival, where we get to talk with some authors and illustrators. So that's cool. But this is a teen novel, and it centers on a character who is 15 years old. Her name's Violetta or Violetta. I can't remember
Something.
how it's pronounced. I guess in print it could be either way, but I'm listening to the audiobook, so I should know. But I think it's Violetta. But Violetta Chen Samuels. And when it starts, she is in juvenile detention,
For
and
what?
the story skips around a bit, so it goes back and forth in time. And so she had made some poor decisions. She had been dating an older guy, and they were hanging out, and she drank a lot of wine, and then she decided
That can't
to
be
go.
good for you.
What's worse is that she decided to go for a drive. And of course, she's 15, so she doesn't have a license, and she is very drunk. And her sister is in the car with her, and they get
Those
into an
aren't the best
accident.
combinations.
No, but they get into an accident, and her sister dies. And in the world of this book, there is a juvenile justice system that has some options. So, first of all, her family could just forgive her, and then she could go home.
What?
Or,
That's a weird detention center. I mean, juvenile
So
system.
the other two options are she could remain in juvenile detention for an uncertain amount of time. So who knows how long. Or she can participate in the trials. And so if she succeeds in the trial, she can regain her freedom and her family's forgiveness. And so the book follows her as she's starting. I mean, so far, the part I'm at, I'm about, I think I'm like 60% through, is what my audiobook said. But you're starting to get what the trials are and how they work or don't work. And so you're following her while also flashing back to the trial and the accident and other times in the past. And then it switches between her perspective or her portion of the story and her brother's, Vincent's, and sort of what he's going through in his life. So it's a very good book so far. I really enjoyed it, what I've read. And yeah, so I'm excited to see where it goes. And I would also be excited to read more from this author. It's called Forgive Me Not, and it's by Jennifer Baker.
Okay, I'll have to remember that.
And as I mentioned, Jennifer Baker is coming to the Hudson Children's Book Festival.
Can you ask her to sign the audiobook and see what her reaction is, please?
Yeah, can you sign a digital audiobook? That's easy. You could do it if it was a book on CD, but it is not. But yeah, so the Hudson Children's Book Festival is right around the corner. It is going to be held at the Hudson Junior Senior High School on Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 3. We hope everyone in the listening area here will attend the great event with a huge number of authors and illustrators who write for youth, who bring their works, and people can purchase them. They can talk with the authors and illustrators, ask them questions. It's a really fun event. And there are also a lot of community organizations that go to the event, such as the library, who will be in the exhibitors hall for the community organizations, and we'll have different like crafts and activities and giveaways and stuff like that. So hope everyone will come. It's totally free to attend the event, so all are welcome.
Hooray!
And once I finish this book, I'm going to dive into another one by another BookFest author, because that's what I do. Try to read as many as possible. Before we go for today, I thought I could read a couple poems, since it is still, since it's April, National Poetry Month, and it is also Arab American Heritage Month. I found a couple poems by Arab authors that I thought I could share. And these are not Arab American authors, I don't believe. One of them is Palestinian and one is Lebanese. So let's see. We'll read this poem first. It's called I Belong There by Mahmoud Darwish, who was considered Palestine's most eminent poet. He was born in 1941 and passed away in 2008. So this is called I Belong There. I belong there. I have many memories. I was born as everyone is born. I have a mother, a house with many windows, brothers, friends, and a prison cell with a chilly window. I have a wave snatched by seagulls, a panorama of my own. I have a saturated meadow in the deep horizon of my word. I have a moon, a bird's sustenance, and an immortal olive tree. I have lived on the land long before swords turned man into prey. I belong there. When heaven mourns for her mother, I return heaven to her mother, and I cry so that a returning cloud might carry my tears. To break the rules, I have learned all the words needed for a trial by blood. I have learned and dismantled all the words in order to draw from them a single word, home. And that is from, unfortunately, It Was Paradise by Mahmoud Darwish, translated and edited by Munir Akash and Carolyn Forche, with Sinan Antun and Amira Elzain. That was a real collaborative translation and editing. Whew. And then the other poem I'll read is by Khalil Gibran, and it's called On Joy and Sorrow. Oh, and he, as I mentioned, is Lebanese, and he was born in 1883 and passed away in 1931. Then a woman said, speak to us of joy and sorrow. And he answered, your joy is your sorrow unmasked. And the selfsame well from which your laughter rises was oftentimes filled with your tears. And how else can it be? The deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. Is not the cup that holds your wine the very cup that was burned in the potter's oven? And is not the lute that soothes your spirit the very wood that was hollowed with knives? When you are joyous, look deep into your heart, and you shall find it is only that which has given you sorrow that is giving you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart, and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight. Some of you say joy is greater than sorrow. And others say, nay, sorrow is the greater. But I say unto you, they are inseparable. Together they come, and when one sits alone with you at your board, remember that the other is asleep upon your bed. Verily, you are suspended like scales between your sorrow and your joy. Only when you are empty are you at standstill and balanced. When the treasure keeper lifts you to weigh his gold and his silver, needs must your joy or your sorrow rise or fall. That was On Joy and Sorrow by Khalil Gibran, who's a very famous poet. So those are just a couple poems that I thought I would share for National Poetry Month and Arab American Heritage Month. Hope you enjoyed them. Found those on the Academy of American Poets site, poets.org. They have a whole section on Arab American Heritage Month poems for kids that you can check out if you so choose.
Sounds good to me.
But on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Happy reading! Shall I?